Others are beginning to speak out against one or the other of us. This clan wishes to return to its roots. That clan is tired of killing defenseless infants. His thick green lips curled into a sneer of contempt. This is what happens when orcs go soft. But Great one of the warlocks said, we have slain all the Draenei. What is there left to kill in this world? Gul'dan smiled, stretching his thick lips over large, sharp teeth. Nothing, he said, but other worlds await. He told them of the plan, taking pleasure in the lust for power that was kindled in their red eyes. Yes, this would be good. This would be the most powerful organization of orcs that had ever existed, and at the head of this organization would be none other than Gul'dan.
And we will be the council that makes the Horde dance to our tune, he said at last. Each one of us is a powerful voice. Yet such is the orcish pride that they may not know who is truly the master here. Let each think that he swings his battle axe because he wills it, not because we are commanding it. We will stay a secret. We are the walkers in the shadows, the power that is all the more potent for its invisibility. We are the Shadow Council, and none shall know of our strength.
Yet one day, and that day soon, some would know. 1. Even the beasts were cold on a night such as this, mused Durotan. Absently, he reached out to his wolf companion and scratched Sharptooth behind one of his white ears. The animal crooned appreciatively and snuggled closer. Wolf and orc chief stared together at the silent fall of white snow, framed by the rough oval that was the entrance to Durotan's cave. Once, Durotan, chieftain of the Frost Wolf clan, had known the kiss of balmier climes, had swung his axe in the sunlight, narrowing small eyes against the gleam of sunshine on metal and against the spattering of red human blood. Once, he had felt a kinship with all of his people, not just those of his clan. Side by side they had stood, a green tide of death flooding over the hillsides to engulf the humans. They had feasted at the fires together, laughed their deep, booming laughs, told the stories of blood and conquest, while their children drowsed by the dying embers, their little minds filled with images of slaughter. But now the handful of orcs that comprised the Frostwolf clan shivered alone in their exile in the frigid Alterac Mountains of this alien world. Their only friends here were the huge white wolves. They were so different from the mammoth black wolves that Durotan's people had once ridden. But a wolf was a wolf, no matter the color of its fur, and determined patience, combined with Drekthar's powers, had won the beasts over to them. Now orc and wolf hunted together and kept one another warm during the interminable snowy nights. A soft snuffling sound from the heart of the cave caused Durotan to turn. His harsh face, lined and held in perpetual tautness from years of worry and anger, softened at the noise. His little son, as yet unnamed until the ordained naming day of this cycle, had cried out as he was being fed. Leaving Sharptooth to continue watching the snowfall, Durotan rose and lumbered back to the cave's inner chamber. Draka had bared a breast for the child to suckle upon and had just removed the infant from his task. So that was why the child had whimpered. As Durotan watched, Draka extended a forefinger. With a black nail honed to razor sharpness, she pricked deep into the nipple before returning the infant's small head to her breast. Not a flicker of pain crossed her beautiful